Welcome back to After the Mishnah, Avos Perek Beis, Mishnah Tezayin. V'neman b'malachtecha, sheyishalem lecha schar pulasecha. Your employer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, is trusted that he will pay you the schar, the payment that you deserve for your work. One of my most favorite thoughts, the Chafetz Chaim says, and he includes this Mishnah in the thought. Chafetz Chaim says that any worker who does malacha for others, who works for others, and that's how he makes his salary, he only gets paid if he is successful in the work that he does. If you have a tailor and his job is to sew a suit, if he does the work, if he completes the suit, he'll get paid. If he doesn't complete the job, he won't get paid. Someone who's even working for himself, he's making a pair of shoes. It doesn't matter if he's sick for 3 days and has to take off. He can't raise the price for that pair of shoes. If he sells it for $200, that's the value of the shoes. Does not matter at all how long it takes him. It's not the way our schar gets paid by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We get paid for our amelos. Anu amelim u'mekablim schar, v'heim amelim v'enu mekablim schar, the Chafetz Chaim explains, doesn't mean that they don't get paid for their work. The way they get paid, their pay scale is totally different than the way we get paid. We get compensated for our work, for doing the work. Someone who has to work harder in order to acquire the sugya that he's learning, he'll get paid the same amount for the amount of time he spends, whether he gets the same shleimus as the person who's a smarter person and a bigger Baal Kishrin. And it's like that in every part of our Avodas Hashem. Someone who finds it harder to come daven with a minyan, to get up on time for davening. Someone who finds it harder for him to give tzedakah. The way we get our schar is by the efforts that we put in, based on the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. And the Chafetz Chaim says, the language of the Mishnah is, sheyishalem lecha schar pu'ula secha. It doesn't say schar malachtecha. You're not getting paid for the work, and essentially for the completion of the work. You're getting paid for being the payel, for being the worker. And that's what the Mishnah is teaching us. Neman bal malachtecha. Your bal malacha, the one who hires you, your employer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created you, and wants us to do good, and wants us to complete the work. You're going to get paid for schar pu'ulasecha, the schar that you put in for the work, to be able to strive to complete the work.